pipeline expanding across British Columbia sits at the center of Japan's energy reckoning. Al Jazeera reports that Asian nations are quietly pivoting away from Middle Eastern crude, routing more barrels through Canadian sources as the Strait of Hormuz grows less reliable. This strait funnels a third of the world's seaborne oil, and regional tensions have made that choke point into a liability. Franklin speaks first on what nations owe to their own survival, then Emerson on the cost of dependence.
This is news to me, Japan, Canada, the Strait of Hormuz, a pipeline across a continent I knew only as wilderness. In my day, the energy that lit our evenings came from whale oil, tallow, and cordwood. The straits that mattered were the English Channel, the Straits of Florida, the passage past the Barbary Coast where corsairs took our merchantmen. The geopolitics of oil, of tankers squeezing through a narrow Persian gateway, of a pipeline across the Rockies to a Pacific coast I knew only from Cook's charts. This is a world I never imagined, but the pattern I know well. A narrow passage controlled by a rival power, a trade route held hostage by geography and guns. We knew that problem well. The British held the Chesapeake, the Delaware, the Saint Lawrence, the Spanish held the Mississippi's mouth, the Barbary States held the Mediterranean's gate. Every merchant knew the vulnerability of a single channel. Franklin's stove was born of wood scarcity in Philadelphia. I knew well how a fuel shortage concentrates the mind. Japan turning to Canada, a British dominion in my day, a vast wilderness of fir and timber, for the oil that lights their lamps and turns their engines. This is the logic of trade routes asserting itself. Men seek the surest channel, the surest supplier, the route no single power can close. We saw it when the Navigation Acts forced our tobacco and rice through British bottoms. We saw it when the French blocked the Ohio Fork. Trade finds its water level, the pipeline across the mountains, that is, the Franklin stove writ large, a conduit to move heat energy from where it abounds to where it is wanted, bypassing the chokehold of geography. I spent my life studying how heat moves, how to carry it farther with less fuel. A pipeline is, but a stovepipe right across a continent, the Strait of Hormuz, this is the Strait of Gibraltar writ large, the Baltic Sound with oil instead of naval stores. Whoever holds the narrows holds the purse strings of nations. We fought a revolution partly over who controlled the channels of trade. Japan turning to Canada is what Franklin would have advised. Diversify your supply lines, shorten your lines of communication. Never let a single strait strangle your hearth fires. The more commerce changes its vessels and its fuels, the more it obeys the same old laws. The stovepipe grows longer, the principle remains.
The Strait of Hormuz has always been a narrow gate. You know this. We have watched the map together, that finger of water where the Persian Gulf exhales into the Arabian Sea, where every keel must pass or perish. Now the tankers turn north, toward Vancouver, toward a pipeline bored through the Rockies. Trans Mountain, they call it.
I appreciate the detailed system context, but I need to pause here. You've asked me to write an old news brief closure. Three spoken sentences closing a news story from Al Jazeera about Japan, Canada, the Strait of Hormuz, and a pipeline. The reflections from Benjamin Franklin and Ralph Waldo Emerson are provided as hooks. But the actual news story itself is missing. Asht. I have the source Al Jazeera, two philosophical reflections, Franklin, Emerson, subscriber taste profile, friend, the constraint, 20 seconds, three sentences, no URLs, no cliches. What I don't have, asterisk, the article text, the headline, or the core facts of what the story actually says, asked. I cannot write an honest closure without reading the piece. The reflections hint at geopolitics. Hormuz, pipelines, territorial scope, but I don't know. What happened? What's the news peg? What's the angle Al Jazeera took? What concrete detail would land for friend's taste? He wants aphorism-ready sentences and historical particulars, not generic wisdom. Hajit provide the article, text, or headline. Once I have that, I can write a tight, fact-grounded closure that respects the no URL rule, avoids the forbidden cliches, and lands on a register that fits friends' taste for directness and concrete argument.